Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Oh man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. We'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. And we welcome you to another edition. And we're live, ladies and gentlemen, on your smart way. Dalton Behring in Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Tony Basilio and you. It is absolutely outstanding. Great to be with you tonight. Laura, please text me the callers, if you don't mind. And I'm going to go to some phone lines. If you can tell me who's on hold, we'll get as many folks in. And let me set the scene for you. We are driving away right now from Cassie's. My son has his permit. He is driving us. It is 7 minutes past 9 o'clock. The volunteers have won tonight in the most bizarre of fashions. You got to tell me who's on hold, or are you just going to put the calls up? Is that how we're going to do this? Just put the calls up. I want to say this right now. This was one of the funnest things I've ever seen in my life. We had an absolutely incredible time. We overran Cassie's tonight. Now, they're regular customers on a Thursday night. I don't know if they're going for it or not. But whether they went for it or not, we went for it. I mean, we had to have a good 100 people in that place. That incredible. Special shout out to my boy Randy Dalton listening to us tonight of Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, who wasn't able to be with us tonight. Special shout out to my man Vince Keller of Smartway, who was able to be with us tonight. Vince, it was great seeing you. Tennessee gets an incredible win. Not a win. You know, you get a win in the tournament. What was the run? What was the run? What was the run Tennessee went on? Somebody tell me what the run was that we went on tonight. Take your time, son. Take your time. What was the run? The guy's breaking because there's a fire engine. Okay. See, he's gonna get over. You slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Let the fire engine go by you. This is in real time here, ladies and gentlemen. We're out here on Pellissippi Parkway. Where's the fire engine? Is he coming up on you? Okay, go. Go. Gun it. Don't worry about it. I don't see him. I think he turned his lights off. He's playing with his lights over there. Wow. 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 All I can say tonight is absolutely wow for our Tennessee Volunteers. Absolutely wow. Tennessee down 14 points. Armani Moore, 3 fouls at the beginning of the second half. This team comes out of nowhere. Josh, according to Donnie Tindall, point blank, this will not be my last game. This will not be my last game tonight. I want to hear from you. 865-200-5402. We will track you on Twitter. This is an absolutely amazing night to be a Tennessee Volunteer. Yes, it is. Tennessee down 47-34 in the second half and just went on a tear down the stretch to win the game. Wow. What a night. Tennessee finishes on a 22-2 run as they beat Vanderbilt 67-61. Wow. I cannot believe what I just saw. You can't believe what you just saw. What a gift to be here for this. Let's go to the phones and get as many people in as we possibly can. 865-200-5402, and we'll get our first caller in. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Tony. This is BK calling from Middle Tennessee on your Dalton Behring Hydraulic app.
Talk to me, my friend. How did it play tonight down in the mid-state, that victory?
Okay, so I went to the game, and I've been to the first two games.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, I thought before the game, Tennessee was going to be runt out of the gymnasium. Tennessee was
runt out the gym, right?
They were getting runt out of the gym, and all.
Yes, they were.
It was like it was lightning in a bottle. It's the doggonest thing I've ever seen.
I can't imagine what that thing was like seeing it live, BK. I can't imagine what that was like for you seeing that live.
It was unbelievable. I mean, I'm just sitting there watching it going, and punter hitting the threes from nowhere.
Wow. I mean, the game completely turned. The game completely turned on a dime. And the truth is, they got it to two. And Vanderbilt went on that 7-0 run to quell that, and they got it back to 10, and you're thinking, and then they get it to 12, and you're thinking, oh, well, this game's over. Yeah, Tennessee closes. What I say the number was, Ant? 22-4?
Yeah.
I mean, BK, there was no life. There was no chance. I mean, I've watched a million sporting events. I wasn't there live like you. I can't imagine being there live when you're looking at that going, am I seeing what I'm really seeing here?
Right, exactly. So, it was a great game, and I mean, I'm dumbfounded that Tennessee won. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Donnie Tindall tonight, that basketball game you just walked out of, said, and I quote, "That's why they call this March Madness."
Yeah.
That guy did a hell of a job keeping his team. He did a hell of a job, BK, keeping his team in that game. And those kids get a lot of credit. They've had a long year. They've played a lot of minutes. If they would have gotten blown out tonight, none of us would have blamed them. We would have said, hey, take it to the house, guys. You tried your best. You can't fault them for the effort they've given all year. BK, they took it to Vanderbilt down the stretch and literally wanted it more.
I could not agree. I had already kissed the season goodbye. I really had. I'm sitting there watching it going, oh, this is done. You know, great run. And Donnie, you know, maybe Donnie will be back. Maybe he won't, probably won't. And I'm going, hey, wait a minute. He hits the three. God, he made it. Holy jamoly, we're back in it.
Yep.
All right, so Tony, I've got another caller, pace and all that, but I just want to tell young Anthony while he's driving is stay away from Professor Smarty.
Take care, BK. Let's go back to our phones and get our next call in here tonight. I am, as Stephen Crass just said, he said, I'm emotionally erect right now. I agree with you, Stephen. I'm an emotional erect myself. We are driving home right now. I'm using my equipment. I sound like I'm on a remote. This is the magic of the technology and the age we live in. Wow. The raw emotion you're getting out of me tonight, I sat there with over 100 people, and we had an unbelievable turnout. I just feel so blessed to be alive right now, tonight, to have seen that. Some fan bases might hear, listen in here, and snicker at that and go, well, you guys, what'd you do? You won a game in the SEC tournament against Vanderbilt? You don't understand. You don't understand. I'm going back to my phones, 865-200. 5. Laura, just text me and let me know how many calls we have, if any, and let's go back to our phones. Get over, Anthony. Look in your mirror first, sweetie. Okay. When you see somebody trying to enter the roadway. All right. Let's go to the phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome to our next call.
Nathan.
Hello. Tony,
hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Tony, this is Fake Dave Nathan.
Fake Dave Nathan, it was great seeing you tonight. You know what? I tease you for all the fake good works that you do. Tonight you did some great work. We had a terrific time at Cassie's, did we not?
No, and I'll be honest with you, I was not at Cassie's.
So I don't know who claimed to be fake Dave Nathan at Cassie's, but fake Dave Nathan's actually at his house with his kids.
Are you telling me that I've got you confused with one of your other illiterate friends?
I'm telling you, Tone, that you have me confused with one of my degenerative illiterate friends. Yes, that's what I'm telling you right now.
Wow.
But Tone, I'll let you slide on that because there were evidently over 100 people there. You're blowing up, doing a great job. Doing this remote via the Basilio Mobile on the way back home, Ford Hall. Just proud of everything that you've accomplished right now. But this game tonight, Tone, was absolutely unbelievable. What an emotional roller coaster these guys took us on tonight. I mean, every time we play Vandy, it's a game of runs. And I don't know, I'm with you, I don't know what our last run was, but when Richardson decided it was time to turn it on and take the game over, I think everybody will put it up on his back, and that's exactly what we did. We took the game over, and, you know, I'll take this win and move on to the next round because I think we match up much better with Arkansas. I mean, not to look forward and discount this game, but because this one's in the rearview mirror, but we match up better with Arkansas than we do with Vandy. Tone, are you there? Tone, I think I've lost.
Hey, Tony Basilio back with you here. I think I got cut off there momentarily. Let's get Keith Hatfield in here with me now. Fake Dave Nathan, thank you for the call. It was great not seeing you tonight. Let's get Keith Hatfield. It was great seeing you tonight. Hatfield, how you doing, buddy? Are you there, Hatfield? Hatfield dropped. Okay, let's go back to our phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your smart way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Philly. Boy, Philly, as big of a hoops junkie as you are, we're going to die in the atmosphere we were in the night. We were hardcore hoops.
Yeah, we were dead in the water, come back from the death tonight. One of us.
How, Phil? How?
Damian Jones didn't get the ball the last 5 minutes of the game. That's how we won.
Did we take him out, Phil, in your mind, or did they just quit going to him?
Well, I think it's kind of a combination of both. I think Vanderbilt thought they had the game won. I thought they had it won, too. I didn't feel comfortable. I said, we're going to win this dang game. We're in the last 20, 30 seconds of the game. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Stay in this lane you're in. You're fine. You didn't need to get over. Well, I think that's absolutely right, Phil. That just go. Do what you're doing. My son's driving, Phil.
Traffic and commentary and radio at the same time. It's pretty cool.
Well, Philly, my son's driving through downtown, yeah. And he's, hey.
Does he drive as good as you?
Philly, what? It's like you said one time, Phil. You told me one time that driving with me felt like you were inside a video game. And my son right now is making me feel the same way. I got Laura answering phones.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, I still can't believe it. Save the year, Tony. Now we're not going to have a losing season. I mean, everything else is gravy now.
Everything's gravy.
And,
now we got to figure out a way to salvage this coach. People are saying that he's already fired. People don't know. Everybody has a rumor. They don't know. People do not know. This school, if they're smart, better hold on to this guy because he's a damn good basketball coach. That's what he is, Phil.
He showed out tonight, didn't he?
Well, I think he did.
Yeah, Coach Baldy tonight. I mean, Baldy had that game. I mean, that's a game Baldy should have won. I mean,
you're up 13 points with 9 minutes left. I mean, how do you not win that game? How do you not win that game?
Well,
with us? Against us?
Yeah.
I didn't think, Phil, we could score 13 points the rest of the way.
Well, Richardson got them going, but they actually got something out of Hubs and Bachman, and even Punter played a little pretty decent tonight, so... And, of course, Damian Jones didn't get the ball the last 5 minutes of the game. That's all I got.
Incredible.
Say.
He didn't touch it, did he, Phil?
No.
You know what I thought was impressive, too, Phil? And this is what I think we'll see out of Tindall if he gets back here next year. The more they score, the more they turn up their defensive intensity. Did you notice how they ratcheted that thing up?
Yeah.
There were no second chances for Vanderbilt, and the passing lanes weren't there anymore. Now, they did let... the White Turkey have one layup that I wouldn't have liked to have seen them have.
Yeah.
About 7 minutes left. But Philly, they on defense, they stood up tonight and stood strong. They got a lot stronger as the game went on there when they're supposed to be getting tired.
I think Vanderbilt was gassed in the last 5 minutes of the game. And weren't we playing a man-to-man on the first comeback?
I think we were.
Man-to-man.
He switched defenses on him. He sure did. And I give him credit for that because we were criticizing that a couple days ago. I think his thinking, and I can't wait to talk to him about this, was I'm not going to sit there and watch them shoot over us anymore.
Or just stand there and let Damian Jones wide open, within 10 feet of him. I mean, it was.
That's right.
But if we get a big man a point guard, Tony, we're going to have a good team next year. It's hot.
I agree.
Two players.
It takes two players, and it really takes them finding a decent point guard, Philly. That's what they need to find now.
Somebody with some physicality inside.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Tony, be careful. Don't let Anthony drive too fast there.
Hatfield, let's get on here. Laura, update for you. We're on 275 right now, honey. Don't be scared. Hatfield, your thoughts on the show, on the game, on the night that we had tonight down at Cassie's first?
Well, I've got to say, first of all, I think everybody knows I like to get out and about, Tony. There certainly was a great crowd out there tonight. In this next couple of weeks, it's a kind of Mardi Gras for basketball fans. I encourage everybody to get out.
Wow. Good thing we don't live in a basketball town, right, Keith?
Yeah, it's not like the place is overflowing. I mean, you've got local icons like Mike Carver there. It's a good night, though.
We got all lines currently jammed. I'm driving back, making my way. My son, 15 and a half years old, sans his eyeglasses, is driving, and he needs his eyeglasses. This is not pretty. Let's go to our phones. Keith, in your lifetime, have you ever seen anything like what we witnessed tonight in terms of the turnaround in that game?
I'm just trying to come up with, Tony, at some point that we've ever been down in an SEC tournament game like that and turned it around. We're generally about as bad as you can be in SEC tournament play, and we've just turned it around. And what was funny was Beano looked at me with about 12 minutes ago and said he wanted them to play the last 13 minutes, Vanderbilt to play the last 13 minutes the way we did in Knoxville. Well, it wasn't the last 13, but it was definitely the last five.
Gary Sturm from Mortgage Investors Group was there tonight with this really beautiful family. He's listening to us right now. And he said to me, Tony, can't we have anything nice? Can't we have anything fun? Can't we win just one time? Can't my kids? And he walked out of there with like 6 minutes left, and I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Keith, that came out of nowhere tonight. That's where that came from. Tonight's game was from the recesses of nowhere. I can't even believe that happened.
Well, it's hard to expect this team. You don't expect a lot of offense out of this team, Tony. And for them to play the last 5.5 minutes like they're Duke in the last 5 minutes against Virginia earlier this year is stunning. And I'm not really sure exactly what Vanderbilt's doing at the end of the game. They don't foul. They let Tennessee kill about 30 seconds for no reason. Maybe Stallings thought they'd already implemented some of the rules changes and he could advance the ball to half court like it's the NBA or something to conserve time. But no, this was Tennessee's now. Certainly. And I would think every Tennessee fan who made the trip is thrilled now. I got to thank everybody. I got to think if you're rooting for the orange and white, tonight's a great night. You get two wins against Vanderbilt. You wrap up at worst a 500 season. And you get a chance to play tomorrow against a team you beat once and played to the buzzer again for a chance to be playing in the SEC semifinals. And that's especially as bad as we normally are in the tournament, that's not a bad accomplishment for this group at all.
And we're back with you, Tony Basilio, back with you. Let's go back to our phones. I'm so sorry. Hey, we can hear Rocky Top a few times tonight. That's okay. Hey, I'm making my way through traffic, and I'm learning about this equipment. It's got some sketchy spots in it. But I'm not complaining. And you're not either. Because it's the best thing going today, as the Nature Boy once said. Whether you like it or you love it, it's the best thing going today. Woo! Back to our phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Guys, it's Smitty. How you doing?
Smitty.
Hopefully this Greg Sankey guy will realize the state of the officiating in this league is absolutely embarrassing and hopefully make some changes because tonight, I mean, how can you miss a guy? His foot is on the middle line of the E in Nashville, and you can't see that, and you say he's still in bounds. Or a guy dribbles it off his foot, and it's off Tennessee. I mean, tonight the officiating was just horrible, and it was horrible both ways.
No question. I'm glad you said that. Tennessee was the beneficiary. Vandy was the beneficiary. Really, really, really wretched officiating tonight. Teddy Valentine blew a call right in front of Tennessee's bench. On a tip ball, you haven't even mentioned that one. You remember the block that happened right in front of him.
How can you determine that Derek Reeves is the one that's supposed to get the foul there when it's him and Jones? I mean, Jones has no possession, Reeves has no possession, but that's typical of an SEC officiating crew. They won't call that. They won't call 3 seconds. They'll call an illegal screen every time. And they missed so many parts of the game. And I'm just honestly, I'm fed up with the officiating in this conference. It's been enough. But what a game tonight. I mean, that was fantastic. I don't think I've ever seen a series like this. Three games where there's so many runs. Not just this one game, but I mean, Vanderbilt ends the game hitting 13 shots here in town. Tennessee's down by 5 with 13 seconds left in Nashville. I mean, you know, where do you see stuff like this? That just shows this series and the gut that both teams have and how much they want to beat each other.
Smitty, for the real fan tonight, that was really something. To the people who suffered with this team all year and have been through thick and thin, boy, what a great present that was tonight. Because easily, listen, I wouldn't have blamed them. They got beat by 15 tonight. I wouldn't have blamed those kids one bit. Because they're obviously exhausted, right? I don't blame them one bit.
Oh, yeah, and you got to give it to Josh Richardson. I mean, this guy doesn't want to go.
Wow.
I mean, and you got to credit him, too. I mean, it's awesome to see that guy get to play another game in a game that probably matches up better for Tennessee anyway. And I mean, I love this.
Yep. The pasty white guys tonight. Faded down the stretch, didn't they? What a great finish. Hatfield, are you back in here with us?
I'm here.
Let's go back to the phones. A great point made by an individual. Keith, I don't know if you've seen the Adidas Cummerbund uniforms that Nebraska and NC State wore earlier. Nebraska wore them last night. NC State did today. Smitty, what if Tennessee would have worn the Cummerbund uniform tonight? Thank God we're getting away from Adidas land. Wow.
Is that going to admit, Tony, maybe I'm a voice in the wilderness on this. I'm not a big uniform guy. So I saw those when they sent out their press release on those. They're no worse than most of the stuff out there to me.
Yeah.
People have gotten away from traditional classical uniforms and go into all this nonsense with alternatives.
Yep.
85 different colors. So.
We've got a new caller on the line, I'm being told. This is like a party line tonight. Let's get our next call. Smitty, I'm sorry. Mrs. B's never worked, and I commend her. The courage she's shown tonight. If it wasn't for her, we're not able to do this right now. So, Laura, I love you. This is our family business. You've made my dreams come true. Shamil, Shimazo, Hasenfoffer Incorporated, and all that good stuff. Let's get our next call in. You might want to press Keith's button twice, honey. Make sure he's fully engaged. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Basilio.
I heard that person. Hey, who's this?
Wasper.
Hey, buddy, welcome.
Just have and keep on wearing the swag on Monday and Thursday. We'll be good. I tell you what, I have last predicted Tennessee to get beat by 10. In about between 5 and 6 minutes, I looked over at my wife and said, they're going to win this game. And I said, I cannot believe that they had such a great effort in the last 5 minutes of that game. It was incredible.
I think it's one of the more improbable, incredible, memorable games I've ever seen the Volunteers play in my lifetime of doing this.
Well, I'm going to call this. UT is getting to the finals of the SEC. They'll win.
Damn!
Arkansas, and they will win in the semis. They are playing Kentucky on Sunday.
Did you say what I think you just said? Hey, I'll tell you this. You win the kind of game they won tonight, as weirdly as that game was won, and that is the kind of game that can throw you into a run. And, Keith, they did some of the things that they can do tomorrow night because they're going to get a team that lets them play wide open, and Gary just drove me out of my seat there. I didn't mean to scream the D word there, Roger. I'm sorry. I know I'm gonna get yelled at by Roger later for that, Keith. But he does bring up a good point, Keith. The path is now opened up for Tennessee on their side of the bracket. That's what's weird about that South Carolina loss. in a weird way, Keith, it's allowed Tennessee to have some breathing room and some life here.
Well, I think it opens up the bracket. And the thing is, Tony, I said when talking with Fake Dave Nathan and all the great folks, Tack Air Spike tonight, some more of our luminaries who showed up tonight. Other than who's going to ultimately win the tournament, there are no certainties in any game played in this down in Nashville. I don't think anybody can look at any game that's going to be played, other than the games Kentucky's involved in, where you have a great degree of certainty who's going to win. You see that by Auburn coming back from 10 down at the half today to take out an A&M team that had to win to make the NCAA tournament.
Had to win. A&M had to win to get in, and they let that pile of slop Auburn team beat them. How do you explain that, Wasper? How do you explain that?
Oh, let's call it Furman, baby.
How do you explain Furman? It's a great... And here's the thing about Furman. Furman has single-digit wins. They're a 10 seed in their league, a 10 seed. And they literally have my guy Mike Young on the ropes. Mike Young reminded me today on the show, they're down. They're down a point. The final TV timeout, they're losing. That's an amazing thing right there. What an amazing time of the year this is.
Yeah. Just one other thing. I think Wofford's going to be a 12th seed playing Wichita. I sent you that text today. The coolest thing in the world would be Greg Marshall versus Mike Young. Two dudes who play D3 basketball in the Old Dominion Athletic Conference going at each other in one of the biggest games ever for those
games.
I think it's cool as can be. I guarantee.
Thank you, my friend. That's why this is a great country. That's why we live in the land of America, the land of opportunity, where tonight Vanderbilt had the opportunity to get beat 2 out of 3. By the Tennessee Volunteers. Thank you very little. And Wasper, you're out of here. Let's get our next call in. I'm currently making my way up my driveway. Let's see if I can maintain connection the entire time. How legendary would that be? Let's get our next call in. And my son has done a really nice job of driving. I've only wanted to throw up twice so far. Let's get our next call in, but not in a Tenny Valentine sort of way. Hello and welcome to our next caller.
Hey.
Hey, TR.
T-Boss.
TR, you know what our listener watch party lacked tonight? You. I had so many people asking for you during that comeback. How unbelievable, TR, was that tonight as far as you're concerned?
I'm telling you, man, we were staring down the barrel at the 7-minute mark, but we had time if we could just do what we did at the end of the first half. But, I don't know how we did it, but it feels great, man.
We were on the plethopeth.
You said Young Anthony is at the helm.
Young Anthony is driving me home. And by the way, the number's 865.
Legally,
he doesn't have his license, so I guess technically speaking, I don't know how legal it is, but you know, TR, at the end of the day, if we worry about what's legal and what's not, I mean, Amon. Do it, TR. Do a little Amon for me. Do it, T.
What's that?
Amon. Do it, T.
I'm mine. Come on, man.
I'm mine. By the way, 865-200-5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the mix and in the hunt with us tonight, go ahead.
I say when Vanderbilt started to, play four-quarter Dean Smith ball, that was the damn ball, man. They tried to let the air out of the ball, and they could not recapture what they had going.
I would have to say, TR, that I 5,000% agree with that. 5,000% agree with you. Keith, what was Vandy doing the way they managed that game, Keith? What were they doing? And I'm now in studio. Keith, explain to me what Vanderbilt was doing in that game.
Honestly, Tony, it appeared to me they simply did a lot of what Tennessee did here with a little less time on the clock in the game in Knoxville. They got up to a certain point with the lead and thought the game was over. And Vanderbilt just started trying to run the clock out instead of, as TR said, score and do what got them to where they were at. And that's what happened. I think that was the problem. And you play not to lose.
Yep.
More often than not, you'll bring what you're trying to avoid to you.
And that's what happened tonight, T. They relaxed on us. I think Vanderbilt thought, well, Tennessee had their run. It was fun. There's no way the Vols have another run in them. T, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think Tennessee had that in them to score like that and to consistently keep that heat on the way that they did. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. When what was the key shot, Keith, in that sequence was what? What do you think the key shot in the sequence was?
Man, go ahead, Hatfield.
I thought the three that Hubs yep. hit out of the corner, that I think
absolutely.
Is that the one that gives us the lead?
Biggest?
Oh, yeah, with Josh Richardson.
He passed
it. Kind of the Magic Johnson hook pass
exactly
over
what
the
he
corner.
Did. It's exactly what he did.
Irvin Magic Johnson, brah.
He made an extra pass there. That's exactly what happened. He made an extra pass.
Which means he trusted his teammates a little more tonight than he did down in Oxford against Ole Miss. This team's come together nicely. I mean, it's not a great roster, but this team plays pretty well together. You get about all you can out of them. And I want TR to know, T, I was leaving the condo tonight, headed out to Cassie's, in one of my standard issue, typical Bob Huggins looking, short sleeve windbreaker type deals, and thought about you and went back and put on a shirt with some orange in it for you. Just so you know.
Dude, I'm sorry I couldn't make it out there, man. Just wasn't in the cards, but man, I mean, I think this team can really, you know, make a run there. I don't know. I knew the key was to win tonight and we can go into Arkansas and take care of business and it's going to be home, man. I mean, either Florida or LSU is going to get a shot at Kentucky. And if they don't get it done, they're going to have to go through Tennessee brighter. And I hope Donnie Power freaking T will break out the orange blazer, the Wizard of Orange Blazer against the Wildcats. Go Big Orange! Woo!
Thank you, T. I like the woo even, TR. I love the woo. Man, my wife saved me tonight. Wow. I don't know where I'd be without her, but I'd be hurting for certain. If you want to get in with us tonight, 865-200-5402. Tennessee wins tonight in a game that I don't know that I'll ever forget. Tennessee, as Mark Nagy says here on Twitter, a 12-point lead and the ball with 6:30 to go. A three goes in and out for them, and after that, it is all Vol. I mean, they did everything but have Rick Russo appear out there. It was so all Vol. 865-200-5402. I don't know, Keith. We certainly have not seen a game like that all year, have we?
No, not many. No. No, there's nothing remotely like what we saw tonight. That was bizarre. It was bizarre, but in a good way. I mean, we've had the Alabama game and a couple of others, the Vanderbilt game down the stretch. Well, we just completely died, and you wondered what in the world. You saw a game swing the other way that quickly, but tonight it was our way. And speaking of all Vol, were there anchor/reporters? Casey Wheelis will be on tomorrow to talk with us about how interesting it is to actually be to cover Kentucky, because she used to do that.
Wow, how cool. Looking forward to Keith Hatfield tomorrow. You can hear him right here at TonyBasilio.com tomorrow between 1 Eastern and 3 Eastern, as Keith Hatfield and also Clone will be with you tomorrow doing a special program, a pregame edition to tomorrow's. If he's not going to have a listener watch party of his own right tomorrow on the app, I'll let you know on that what time the Clone's going to come on. That's still to be determined. Let's go back to our phones, 865-200-5402.
I find it an absolutely amazing night. I will take calls as long as we get them. If you'd like to get in, we'd love to hear from you. 865-200-5402. If you just want to get in and appreciate the team and what they did this evening, I'm now home, back in the Ray Mayer studio. I literally, for those of you wondering, that was not a radio stunt. I really was in transit from Cassie's, roughly a good half hour or so away. And I really appreciate you being with us tonight on your smart way. Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime. And I thought there for a second that this would be the final program we would do this year. These guys will not die. They would not quit tonight. And Keith, I said it a couple times when you weren't with us. I would not have blamed this team one bit if they would have packed it in when they were down 12-6. Because they've already made a couple runs at Vandy. They had played hard tonight. I had no problem with their effort in the game leading up to that. If they would have lost, I would have had. I had no problem with the level of effort they played with tonight.
Even if it had played out as it looked like it was going to, the effort has rarely been a problem with this team.
Well, one other thought while you're building on that. One of our callers earlier, and I apologize for the couple that got cut off, but we try. Donnie Tindall tonight played some man. In fact, he played a bunch of it. And tonight, Josh Richardson said afterwards, we were not going to let them shoot the ball over us again. Great decision, huh?
Oh, there's no way to debate that. And the thing was that Vanderbilt, though they've got some size up front, other than Damon Jones, there is, Tony, that none of their other big guys are really post guys. So that allows you to get out. And you can play with that undersized guy in the post. I mean, we can't do that against many other people. In fact, the number of teams we can actually do that against in this league, as far as post teams with any size, is probably the one we're playing tonight.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. Hub said, we got out on them this time and we closed out on their shooters. It's a different game when you don't let somebody stand out there and pick you apart. Tennessee made 7 3 balls tonight. Vandy made 6, John Ard points out, which is a great number. Back to the phones we go. If you want to get in with us tonight, my number is 865-200 or 5402. Let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Tony, it's Mike D calling in from Nashville.
Hey, brother, great to talk to you.
How you doing, my man?
Doing great, man. Great to hear from you in the mid-state.
Yeah, catch all your post-games, man. It's great stuff. I want to say proud of this team. Johnny C got him to get out there and fight today. Well, usually it's Cat Atlanta turned into Cat Nashville. You're not surprised. I have to say, or have to agree, I'm still dealing with the Kentucky fans who were not very pleased.
Were our Kentucky brethren, were they rooting us on or rooting Vandy on? Because I'm looking at the South Carolina Ole Miss game, and they just panned the crowd a second ago. And man, those knuckle draggers are everywhere. They're like if you were to throw down a piece of steak on the floor and come back a couple hours later and there's like 5,000 ants. That's what those knuckle draggers remind you of. Nobody wants them there. They're like gnats. Go away.
And I'll just beating outside trying to get everybody else's book.
Yeah, that's right. As soon as you walk out, they're trying to get your book. Trying to get your book. Hoarding in on people. Horning in on people. Yeah.
I guess they don't have anything else better to do. I mean, there's not much in Kentucky to do, right?
Well, we were talking about it today. I mean, they could have taken what they did today by wasting all that time. Think about this now. The last couple of days, they sat there and watched all this Southeastern Conference basketball. If you think about the Kentucky fan, they could have, in this amount of time, in the last 36 hours, a couple of them could have learned how to read a children's book. They could have gotten their shoes fixed. Maybe their teeth fixed through one of those teeth clinics that are down there. Maybe they could have worked on their etiquette down there in Belmead or West End.
Yeah, I know they did it up in White House. I could have said it in my opening.
There you go. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Sean Sinclair could have met some people down I-75 on their way down.
You know who really hates the SEC tournament, Tony?
Who hates it, Hatfield?
Meth heads.
Why? Why do they hate the SEC tournament?
Can you imagine what production goes down to when Kentucky's in a tournament?
Hatfield, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's a precious commodity now, Tony.
All right, Tony, well, I'm going to hang up. I want to thank quite a few. Proud of your son for driving for 30 minutes. Get this show on the road. I like what you did.
Thank you, brother. Have a great night. That was a lot of fun tonight. It's great to be a Tennessee Vol. We've had so little to feel great about. And tonight we're going to take the opportunity to do just that. Keith, how sweet is it to you? And by the way, 865-200-5402, we do have a line available if you want to get in. How sweet is it to you, Keith, to defeat Vandy twice in 1 year?
They're my least favorite team, and they're... Well, since basketball is my favorite sport and Vanderbilt's my least favorite school, it's not hard to say. There's nobody I like to beat more.
And the way we've beaten them the two times in Nashville, that has got to urinate off their fan base something fierce.
Well, look at tonight. Look at their resume. If they win that game tonight,
right,
and they beat Arkansas tomorrow night, they're in the NCAA tournament. As you're watching these teams commit, as I always like to call it, bid suicide, like Illinois today.
You think Vandy could have played their way onto the bubble with a win tonight?
Well, tonight would have gotten, what, to 20 wins? 21 with a win over Arkansas? They'd have won, what, 8 of their last 9?
Wow.
I don't know how they couldn't have been in the discussion. If Ole Miss and LSU were in the discussion, I don't know how Vanderbilt wouldn't have been.
Plus that final 10, which they say isn't a criteria, Keith. I don't believe that for a second that that's not a criteria. Even though they say it's not.
Well, I would bet that if you went back and did the numbers, your bubble teams, say your last four to six at large bids, I guarantee they come a lot closer to being 8-2 over their last 10 than they do being 2-8 over the last 10. They can say what direction you're going doesn't count. I find that very hard to believe because the selection committee, you can say they work all year, this, that, and the other. They don't start focusing till we start focusing. So if they see you playing well in February when they start focusing, that's what they're going to feel about your team. They may not sit in the room and say, hey, what was their record in their last 10? But obviously if they've seen you as it comes down the stretch and you've been playing well and they're comparing you to another team that's looked like fried garbage the last 4 weeks of the season, the eyeball test, it becomes the eyeball test. So, I think Vanderbilt would have been in the discussion, and it makes me incredibly happy that we're the team that shut that discussion up.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. And as Keith said, not only did Tennessee shut them up, but Tennessee may have been the ones that harpooned them as far as an NCAA tournament bid. Wow.
What a terrible loss by them. Oh, the funny thing now, Tony, is given everyone knows my personal feelings about Bruce Pearl, I'm not going to get into that tonight because it's a fun night. But the school that got screwed by his being forced out and the school he's currently at are essentially cutting down the SEC's NCAA tournament share. So I got news for people. If Auburn somehow finds a way to beat LSU tomorrow, which I don't think they can because I can't see how they would ever get a rebound against those guys, that will be two that they've taken out.
Wow. Back to our phones we go. Really incredible.
Go.
Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, Donnie.
What a night. I didn't.
Man, incredible.
What a night I would be calling in to celebrate, but oh well. I tell you guys, it's just unbelievable that last few minutes. It's just, if you just said that Armani Moore wouldn't score a point for us and that would sit on the bench almost the whole game, what chance you got? And then Reese ain't great, but they managed to get him out of there with some questionable foul calls against him.
Mm.
Not only couldn't we handle their inside guy, we couldn't handle him because we were playing, you know, rotate because everybody's in foul trouble from the post. They call one that really bailed them out there. We were making them run, and they called number 24, our big guy.
Willie got a couple more reputation calls tonight.
Bino loves that. I love the reputation calls. I'll tell you this, Don. One of our callers said it earlier, who was unceremoniously dumped, and I apologize for that. The officiating tonight was absolutely horrible both ways.
I mean,
when a guy steps a foot out of bounds.
A foot. One whole foot. A solid foot.
And what was bad about that, they got to keep possession, and immediately they called a dinky foul on Reese and give him his third and send him to the bench.
Yep.
I mean,
which turned out to be a big play for Tennessee. It actually kind of helped swing the game a little bit, but I know what you mean.
Well, you know, guys, we've mentioned, I've heard a lot of people mention this player and that player, and Hubs, you know, came up big and he did this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard one name, though, that I think really was important, especially in the first half, that you can give us a chance to be in it, and that was Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, without him, we're down 25 at the half.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't score at all. I mean, not at all.
And another thing, in looking at the stats, if you'd have told me at almost any point in that game that we would be even with them at the end of the game in rebounds, I'd have never believed that. But it was 33-33, and Reese and Hubs got big rebounds there in that last minute. I think, don't you think Vandy just kind of, especially in the last 2 minutes, I think they panicked. Once we got the lead, I think they just kind of crapped their britches.
No, once Tennessee got the lead, Vanderbilt appeared to completely come unravel.
Yep. Tony, you were saying it. Outside of maybe a couple years ago when we slam Kentucky like 34 points. I don't think I've enjoyed another game as much that wasn't in, like, you know, the Sweet 16 round for last year. But, I mean, for regular season or